Radio Nepal would like to extend best wishes to all its listeners on the occasion of New Year 2020. We wish great achievements, good health, happiness and prosperity to all our listeners in the year 2020. We also thank our listeners for their support and cooperation. We are committed to make our services more effective in the coming year. Happy New Year 2020. This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Visit Nepal year 2020 starting on the first day of the year 2020 today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to formally inaugurate the Visit Nepal year 2020 amid a special function. Parliamentary committee direct the government to publish a new map of the country by including Limpiathura. Meteorological division says the mercury to drop even further in the coming few days due to the low-pressure system, and U.S. President Donald Trump threatens Iran after blaming the nation for an attack on the U.S. embassy in neighboring Iraq. Now the news in detail. Gregorian calendar's New Year 2020 has started from today. The New Year celebration is being marked across the country and beyond with much gaiety and fervor. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli on the occasion has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of New Year 2020. In a message of best wishes today, the Prime Minister wished the New Year to become a year of happiness, peace, prosperity, progress and good health for all, stating that the year 2019 passed as a year of stable politics in Nepal with an upgrade in Nepal's position in the global map, while expressing the determination to take the campaign of prosperity of the country and happiness of the people to a meaningful end. Prime Minister Oli appealed to people of all professions, region, class and communities to support this campaign. Meanwhile, Visit Nepal year 2020 is starting officially from today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari will be inaugurating the Visit Nepal year 2020 at 4 p.m. today amidst a special ceremony to be held at the stadium. The inauguration will also take place simultaneously in all the seven states of the country. The inauguration in Kathmandu will also be transmitted live in the state's media. The Prime Minister, the Chief Justice, ministers, senior political party leaders, heads of diplomatic mission, members of parliament and other dignitaries are scheduled to attend the inaugural event. Tourism ministers from neighboring India and China and from Myanmar are also arriving for the event. High-ranking officials from 19 different countries are taking part in the inauguration. Visit Nepal Year Secretariat Coordinator Suraj Baidya said all preparations for the inaugural ceremony has been completed. The meeting of the parliamentary committee has directed the government to issue a new map of the country with encroached lands included Limpiathura. The meeting of the committee held in Singhadarbar yesterday directed the government to issue a new map of the country in coordination among Home Minister, Foreign Affairs Minister, Land Management Minister and Forest Ministers, among others including Limpiathura and other encroached lands. The committee also directed the government to bring the new map in practice in government offices and educational institutions. Taking part in the discussion in the committee, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa said the government already forwarded the plan of adding 112 security posts at various border points. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the government was clear that Limpiathura belongs to Nepal and the Indian side was informed about the government's position. A meeting of the House of Representatives called for today has been postponed by issuing a notice. A notice issued by the Federal Parliament Secretariat states that the meeting called for today has been postponed due to a special reason. The next meeting of the Parliament has been called for January 12. The Election Commission has set up office of the election offices in all seven provinces of the election of upcoming National Assembly. The Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said the commission set up election officer's office in Biratnagar of Province 1, Janakpur of Province 2, Lalitpur of Province 3, Pokhara of Gandaki Province, Tang of Province 5, Surkhet of Karnali Province and Doti of Far West Province. For the National Assembly election, the commission appointed district judges of the concerned district as the election officers. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has started collecting geographical data and information at a massive scale to promote production of medicinal herbs. The ministry plans to identify areas having potential for herbs production and declare and build as pocket areas for commercial cultivation. Minister for Forest and Environment Shakti Bahadur Basnet says Forest for Prosperity campaign is about to start immediately for the development of forest enterprises. A meeting of the Central Working Committee of the main opposition Nepali Congress is taking place at the party's central office Sanepa tomorrow. The party urged all the Central Working Committee office bearers, Central Committee members and invitee Central Committee members of their presence in the meeting. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party officers expressed serious concern over non-payment to the sugarcane farmers for their products. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Parliamentary Party Office of Nepali Congress has urged the government and other stakeholders concerned to be serious to address the problems faced by the sugarcane farmers. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepali Congress is celebrating National Reconciliation Day today by organizing various programs commemorating the return of its founding leader Bisheshwar Prasad Koirala to Nepal after years of exile. According to party officials, Nepali Congress is holding interactions, tea receptions and rallies in all 77 districts of the country to mark the 44th National Reconciliation Day. The country will be witnessing an increase in the cold for the coming few days with snowfall in the high mountainous and Himalayan region. The weather of the country has been seeing a change along with a drop in mercury after a low pressure weather system entered the country from Jammu Kashmir region yesterday. Issuing a special bulletin, the Meteorological Division has said that the weather system will be more effective from today when causing snowfall and rainfall in the mountainous region. The division has also asked everyone to prepare themselves for the increased cold. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a threat to Iran after blaming the nation for an attack on the U.S. embassy in neighboring Iraq. The American compound was attacked by a crowd of angry demonstrators furious over the deaths of militia members killed by U.S. airstrikes. President Donald Trump tweeted on New Year Eve that Iran would pay a very big price for any damage or loss of life. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper later announced that about 750 soldiers would immediately be deployed to the region. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters surrounded the United States Embassy in Baghdad yesterday to demand an end to U.S. intervention in the country. Yesterday's rally was completely distinct from the recent months-long protest movement, which has seen tens of thousands of Iraqis demonstrate against the political establishment. Most at the U.S. Embassy, supporters of Hass al-Shabi were dressed in army fatigues as they gathered around the heavily fortified embassy in the Green Zone, where government buildings and foreign embassies in Baghdad are best arguing in favor of a state-backed militia. Within hours, dozens had broken into embassy compound after smashing a main door and setting fire to a reception area. Australian military aircraft and vessels will be deployed to help emergency services in the fire-ravaged states rather of New South Wales and Victoria. Thousands of people fled to beaches in the southeastern states on Tuesday as emergency level fire spread. In Amalakota, Victoria, about 4,000 people sought shelter on the coast. Two more people have been confirmed dead in New South Wales, bringing the fire linked, they told, to 12. Authorities say four people are missing in Victoria. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the country. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 2.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Visit Nepal Year 2020 starting on the first day of the year 2020 today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to formally inaugurate the Visit Nepal Year 2020 amid a special function. Parliamentary committee direct the government to publish a new map of the country by including Limpi Adhura. Meteorological division says the mercury to drop even further in the coming few days due to the low pressure system. And US President Donald Trump threatens Iran after blaming the nation for an attack on the US embassy in neighboring Iraq. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.